Blog Talk Radio.
Be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You have found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports Index.
And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
You have really no idea or comprehension how blessed I am. I don't even have an idea about that. Enhancing this moment too, that degree, to be here at and for the Laser, doing Sports and Depth with my bad, just playing here. Yeah. Wow.
For the Apple money.
And the capital city is that.
Your cities. I think so. In Brazil. How about them Chiefs? Down to 51 oriented. Who would have thought? Just one of the playoffs.
Tom Brady and Lamar Jackson. And Russell Wilson Hall will be. Barbecue Wednesday, name dog on. Long. Big day, beautiful. Beautiful streets. I don't need an AC. Open two terrace doors. Open the bedroom. Sometimes I just walk in on the couch. I'm saying these positive pops. I've read on the couch. This kind of sports cast is helping. It's the airways once again with the strip. Now, happy birthday. To our, I want to do a little thing here real quick. This could be our next to last show, but I heard this in. Heard from Rosie, who will always send me a portion of the show validating her attendance. She'd always send me a portion of the show, a comment we made, or one of the other members. And I said, listen to Rooney. You know, I remember when I was in the Air Force, I was contemplating buying a camera, a very good camera, or buying this new recording set that came out. And I remember talking to one of the guys I worked with. On the civilians, because up there we co-mingled. My boss was a civilian, great boss. And I remember, he's thinking it was a big deal when I bring a couple of hamburgers back from the chow hall. I did as a sergeant, I would get paid to eat, and I got a certain amount of rations. And I remember one of the guys said, you know what? He said, there's a lot of avenues of taking photos, but to take something where you could audio hear something years later. From not only that time, but maybe somebody that was no longer there. And I remember that. I have some recordings with my dad on Reel to Reel that I went to the combat zone. And over there, stereo equipment was, everybody was buying. Every payday, you get a tape deck. And one, I didn't get a Reel to Reel. I got a amplifier and I got the turntable, but I, for some reason, I never got around to the reel to reel. I don't know what happened. Well, I know what happened. God wanted it that way because I wound up coming back, and my dad at the time was working at an appliance store, and I brought my reel to reel for my dad. And I just remember thinking about those moments, and I hear and hear Rooney's voice, who introduces me after Larry, the greatest African sportscaster in the history of New York City radio, mentioned the greatest of all time. And it just touches me. I show there's a picture in a collage of me, Rudy, and Marion. And Rudy's been gone at least 5 years or more. And I remember calling his dad. And two of the things he used to always say was for the uninitiated. And his company was made a very good point. He says, a point well taken. Remember, we had a little issue got a little upset about the situation. I called him and apologized, and he was gracious in my doing that. He became an integral part of our show. The biggest show we ever had from Brazil was a show that me and Rooney did. It also was one of the biggest shows at that time. I think it may have been our biggest attended show. At that time, we were doing the study 9 o'clock every Sunday. Lady A came aboard. I want to thank her so much, too. She's got some stuff here. Maybe if she can't be with us, but she had told me that Boston Red Sox and Astros manager were fired. And she sent that to me. Astros manager got fired for stealing signs, and the Red Sox manager, they might fire the manager for the same thing. Okay, well, the Astros manager got fired. Okay, Boston. And I said that her, you know, I feel it's kind of hypocritical of baseball, which is known for sign stealing. I mean, supposedly the big strength of the 1951 Giants coming back to surpass the Dodgers and get to the World Series with that, they were great sign stealers. They had somebody stealing signs. And she, Lady A, as she is, foremost in the street signs, and just a total intellect altogether. Nah, Doc, they were warned about using electronic devices. It was known throughout the league that they would penalize players, and managers if they were caught. It just makes you wonder how many more teams are using devices to steal signs, even though it's usual practice. And it's a great line she also had. And yeah, I was talking about as we are in the 21st century, into the 20s, baseball has not remotely thought about having a black or minority commissioner. And same with football. Well, all these leagues. You know, it's just remarkable to me, as a great man working would say. And it's not. We got to understand that it's about black and white. It's the nature of the beast. And that's the biggest beast in America. And there are zero places in New York City that black people can't live. There's still places in this country, in America, black people can't live. There's still things subjected to black people. I'm not crazy about that African-American title, because who is of African blood in America now? If you look at the commingling of the Indians and the white people that blacks were subjected to, or cohesive with, someone's supposed to speak. Lady A, you know. Talking about Adam Silver, she said, how I do believe that Adam Silver has those requirements, whether black or white. The only thing that matters is green, and the league tends to have people that can still provide a stable environment for all, both the players and those in the league. Green matters as long as it's not black injection. But it's just something that I thought about talking at the top of the show. And let me just thought about it. You know, David Stern, nice guy. David, you know, always, man, Larry Hardesty said something to me a long time ago. And people were talking at that. The conversation was players and people who wouldn't talk to the press or were uncommunicative or refusal to sign autographs or stuff. And Larry Hardesty said something to me as the conversation was going. He said, Doc, you know, when you hear about people who won't give interviews, won't sign autographs, to talk to him. He said, Doc, you know, you can't say shit because everybody talks to you. I was blessed. One of the things that I learned is try to find what the guy's like. I mean, the last thing guy wants to hear is about what pitcher that you struck out with the bases loaded, or was the sun in your eyes when you dropped the ball, or when you fumbled the ball. They don't want to hear that. I remember Sean Dunston had made an error, and the writer kept asking him, what do you tell your son? Jesus Christ, who the fuck talks to his four-year-old son about a baseball game they play? And what four-year-old kid cares about if his daddy dropped the ball? He wasn't watching. Terry Pendleton told me something I'll never forget. I took $500,000 less to go to Atlanta and come to New York and to subject my family to New York media and press. It was a good move for Terry because he wound up winning the batting title and MVP by going to Atlanta. He played low. I think he played my good buddy there, Chipper Jones. We open, as always, with our song of praise and homage to God. And then we will, let's go to prayer. Let's go to prayer. I got to find a prayer. I'm going to do that. Let's go first to Kurt Whelan, Layla Hathaway. And I remember when I first heard this song. I said, you know, this song is...
You've been trying so hard to comprehend. because you're mine, because you're you, because I'm loved, it's what I
of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
And I remember when I first heard that song, I said, well, you know, this is no ordinary love song, and God love us, no ordinary love. So many of the verses of the Bible, I should remember, but two of my profound ones is in Genesis. But when you tell people, talk about, well, you know, hey, man, I need you by myself. I need me alone. But, you know, I'm not looking for. And I remember God made Eve. He looked down and he said, you know, it's not good for man to be alone. I've had a great time here. And enhanced by company at certain times, which enhances the moment. I remember that. And the other thing I remember, too, was how God had looked down on man and had regretted making man. So the flood came. Sure glad I wasn't in that time. And then the love to give his only begotten son. You know, I'm blessed to have a son. I feel a lot of ways that assimilate, well, crazy, but at least, you know, I have a son. Got one son, I have one son. And I read something the other day, and it was just, you really can't comprehend God. And it said that scientists know our planet is precisely the right distance from the sun to benefit from its heat. A little closer, all the water would evaporate, as on Venus. Only a bit further, and everything would freeze like it does on Mars. Earth is also just the right size to generate the right amount of gravity. This would make everything weightlessness, sterile like our moon, while more gravity would trap poisonous gases that suffocate life, as on Jupiter. Intricate physical, chemical, and biological interactions that comprise our world beat the imprint of a sophisticated designer. We catch a glimpse of this complex craftsmanship when God speaks to Job about things beyond our understanding. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation, God asks, who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footing set? Or who laid its cornerstone? The glimpse of creation's magnitude causes us to wonder at Earth's mighty oceans bowing before the one who shut up the sea behind doors when it burst from the womb. Who said, this far you come and no further. Wonder may we sing with the morning stars and shout for joy with angels, whose elaborate world was made for us, that we might know and trust God. That's just, I read so much of this daily word, you know, it's very seeking the kingdom of heaven, and all other things will come after that. And it's just remarkable. It's just remarkable. I mean, can you think about that? A few degrees here there, we freeze. A few degrees here to there, we burn. A few degrees here to there, we're weightless. A few degrees here and there, that the water's luscious. Man has no comprehension, or can no comprehend or inscribe or utter any words to describe God. Man. A prayer, as we let Charlie Wilson get us ready. Mr. Wilson, please. Get my daily prayers here. I probably got one from somebody that was sent me today. I get so many from, I'll grab one from.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife is fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up.
Listen.
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. And yes,
I'm blessed.
Living every moment, no regrets.
No.
Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Up the whole block, music loud, turning loud. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good, and every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed.
We all are. Remarkable. It's just remarkable. You know, I think it's just, you know, those of us that were chosen You know, you can always get God. It's remarkable, right? You can always get God. You know, you can pray walking, you can pray, so you can always get, and yet there's people up you can't get. You know, you need an appointment, the line is busy, and that's remarkable in today's market of the horde of avenues of communication that people just don't use. I mean, I think people communicated more in the times of just a letter and a landline phone without the call waiting and the ability to internet with more than one line. Telegraph, the letter, phone. Today, the texting and email and Facebook and WhatsApp, it's just remarkable how people just don't communicate. There are people who do communicate and people who don't. That's, I guess it's just part of your DNA. Hey, now it's time to pray. John Coltrane, discover the Miles Davis, leads us in prayer. And this is what I use today. Dear God, I know that I'm not perfect. Sometimes I forget to pray. I know I have questions in my faith. I know sometimes I lose my temper. Peace, sir. And reward is heaven. Different things in the world. Thank you, Lord, for another day. More important, have your way. Be down. Got to do so we even need my so we have a better place from there, right? To King's Day. I think it's King's Day. Simple as much as King. Thanks. You know, Al Jackson, who was Jackie Robinson of radio, was the guy who implemented the movement for King Day. Remember when I worked with the late great Al, and also, hey, I can't think of his name. How could I forget a man who was so great to me? We did the Black Ethics and Expression show. Remember the next day, Marion Boykin said to me, "Doc, you were never greater than what you were last night on that show." Football-wise, as we're in the land of football, I got a picture of me and Filet in the collage. Met him when he came over to start the inception and inauguration of football, or soccer, as it's termed in the USA. Look at this week's football playoffs. Wow, who would have thought that Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, and Lamar Jackson would not be in the four games that are left? And Rodgers, no surprise, considered by many the best quarterback in the game. They got a chance to be in. Nice guy. You know, people must have known the Green Bay Packers were my favorite team after Jim Brown retired. I got a chance to meet the late, great Bart Starr. What a remarkable gentleman. I remember in conversating with him. I don't know why I didn't take a picture with him. And I said, "Mr. Starr," and he said, "It's Bart." And somehow, inadvertently, I said something, "Mr. Starr," and he said, "It's Bart." I said it a third time. I'll never forget this, long as I live. And he looked at me angrily and said, "I'm not going to tell you again. It's Bart. Class you have or you don't have. It's like wings on a bird. You either have them or you don't." Remarkable. He just passed away recently. I think about Billy Paul. It's going in the fourth year now that Billy has passed. In fact, it's May, June, July, August, September, October. It's over 4.5 years. April will be 4 years. Him and Prince. Buddy Prince, met him a couple times. Buddy, Billy was at one time a boxer. Him and Miles used to box him, but Billy told me Miles used to call him and say, "Why don't you come on out to the gym so I can knock your ass out?" And something. But who would have thought that, like I said, Tennessee Titans beat the Patriots in Foxborough, but it's a tendency when the Patriots have to play and don't get that bye, they haven't made it to the Super Bowl. And then to go to Baltimore and face the number one quarterback. I mean, he threw the most touchdown passes, rushed for 1,000 yards, tremendous. And somebody said something about, you know, those 3 days, the 3 weeks off, they were out of sync. And, I remember Mr. Deal when we were playing, trying out for the baseball team in high school. And he said, "You know what? Have you guys play a game. The practice is not the way you're going to react in a game. Practice may help for your game reactions, but you're doing a game what you're doing a game. You don't do in practice." And I gave that kind of validated that practice didn't do it, maybe didn't practice enough. But remarkable. Remarkable. Tom Brady, Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, though, I mean, he'd never beat Green Bay. So, in Green Bay. So that's that. And I always add in today's notes that we're sending congrats to legendary Serena Williams for not only winning the ASB Classic in Australia, but to showing her class by donating her winnings to their needy relief fund. And talk about historic. Pat Mahomes and Cruz scored 51 unanswered points after being down by 24. He joined Doug Williams as the only two quarterbacks to go for 4 touchdowns in a quarter. Yeah, I remember the late, great Carl Nesfield when the Redskins won the Super Bowl, and the headline for the story was, "I really dug the Super Bowl." And only that, the 42 points was Jackie Robinson's number. And I said today, who would have thought that both Lamar Jackson and Tom Brady wouldn't still be around? Russell Wilson deletion, I said, was no surprise because he's never won in Green Bay and will always have the minus of Pete Carroll as his coach. Jason Garrett fired. You know, the turning point in this season was losing a game to the Jets. Their kicker, well, they went on 4th-and-2, didn't make it. That's the field goal. That'll win the game for him. But more importantly, he stuck with the kicker who kept missing and not making needed field goals. Remember the game against Minnesota? I'm trying to figure I didn't see the first Philly game, but should have got rid of him long ago. Well, anyway, he's gone with him too. If Marvin can't save him, he'll be doggone. He'll be long gone. And that's that. Big fight's coming up. We've got next month. We've got Wilder Fury 2. Got to salute both men for getting back in the ring together. Kind of thought it was crazy that they took fights in between, but it worked out for them. And then we also, Danny Garcia is back in the ring. Outstanding little fighter. And I liked his brother, who's his manager and trainer, said, you know, he hobnobbed with Golden Boy and other fractions, other boxing entities, but didn't sign with anybody. He wanted to stay a free agent. That's how Harold Weston talked about that when he turned down opportunity to fight with Don King. And then Mrs. King, the late Mrs. King, called him. She was a power force in her own right, and she asked Harold, you know, what was it? Is it a black thing? Harold said, no, you know, I'll be there for Brother Stein. I want to have the accessibility that if a fight comes up for the title in 3 weeks, I can do it. As opposed to if I'm under contract with DK and I got a fight, and I'm contracted to him, you know, so I got a fight, and it's not a problem getting paid for our fight to fight. But if I got a chance to fight for the title, which he got two shots against Cuevas, and thinking that he was diagnosed as a broke jaw, it wasn't the case, it looked like it, and against Wilfredo Benitez in Puerto Rico. In the sun, he said, and him and Wilfredo had fought a great fight. People thought he had beaten Wilfredo when they fought in the Garden. So the Garden out, him and Wilfredo, both of Wilfredo came in as the youngest man ever to win a world championship, former junior world heavyweight championship, beat the legendary Kid Pombalé in Colombia. See, I think sometimes, and Jesse Barfield talked about that, the only man to lead the league in home runs, a black man for a foreign team. Sometimes you're so much better prepared on the road because there's no distractions. There's a unity. There's a cohesiveness. Because now, you know, Buzzy doesn't have to worry about getting tickets for his mother and his father. And I don't have that 5 o'clock meeting with my agent. And you know, Glenda Sinclair, not to do that commercial, you know, and, you know, Bang doesn't have to worry about where his mother, you know, we're there. So now, you know, we're all going to go out to dinner, or we're all going to go to movies, or we're all going to hang out in the hotel. Your concentration is there because it's the game. We're here to play the game, okay? And that's not an excuse, but sometimes that's a reason. And there's a big difference between an excuse and a reason. Yeah, Dr. Stanley, Sports Net, Block Talk Radio, on the Stress and Guard Radio Network. And I want to play a song in memory of Bob, my friend, Billy Bob.
I've been away so long. But now, baby, Billy's back home. I've done and said it all. Did it all and things to sing. But now I know that home is a woman to call my very own. There's no sense crying over me, 'cause this time, baby, I won't leave. There is no place left for me to roam. I just had to know what there was to be. Now I know that was eventually. 'Cause when you've got someone who waits for you while you're gone, you should try to hold on to that. You should try to hold on to that. You should try to hold on.
You're listening to Sports and Death on Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network with Doc Stanley and his posse, where we rope the rumors, call side issues, and brand the truth. Trust in God.
I remember the ACO, Tomaso Jr. International Motor, when he was calling with his lovely wife Blanche to inquire about Billy's health, and she said, there's your Billy's home. And Jess just said, oh, that's good. She's not a bit Billy's home. My favorite Billy Paul song, Dear Friend, told me some things that I'll take with me to my grave. Miss him dearly have. It's able to be 4 years since she passed. Tragic news in the Washington Nationals organization, world champions. One of their up-and-coming pitching prospects died Sunday, yesterday, before they had the motorcycle crash in the Dominican Republic. Fausto Segura, a 6'3" right-hander who signed with the Nats back in 2017, was literally driving his motorcycle when he was struck by a car. He was reportedly visiting his hometown of Barahona at the time of the accident. He was 23 years old. The Nationals are extremely saddened to learn of the tragic passing. The team said in a statement Monday, he was beloved by his teammates, coaches, coordinators, and everyone who came in contact with him. A lot of legend. He pitched for the Nationals farm system the past 3 seasons and showed some upside, according to Assistant General Manager of the International Organization, Johnny DePulip. He was starting to take off. Steve Glazer, a buddy of mine who was so advantageous to my indoctrination of the city, once told me, he said, Doc, don't ever get on a motorcycle. He said, if you get on a motorcycle, you're going to come off it. He talked about driving a Harley Davidson and woke up in the hospital. I'm going to take some lessons because I think I need to know in case there's some reason why I'd have to use it. No, it's better to have it than not need it, need to not have it. But it's just a remark. When I first came to Brazil, I remember we landed in São Paulo. The first time I had ever seen a motor tax. And I've taken a couple. I don't know if I'll take it anymore, but I've taken a couple. And I remember Mr. Gotamasso telling me that one driver a day averaged getting killed on those motor taxis in São Paulo. One a day at least. But I remember what Steve told me. Doc, don't ever get on a motorcycle because you're going to come off it. Whatever speed you hit, that's what you hit the wall with. Paul Williams, one of the elite young champions of boxing, paralyzed on a motorcycle. Make sure you not want to ride too fast on your bike. our sympathies and prayers go out to his family. And the Nationals just won the World Series Championship. And, wow. Like everybody else, we send out deepest sympathies to them. And, wow, that's something. I think you redundantly hear about these motorcycle problems. Mm. I also hear about how the Titans solved Lamar Jackson. Film studies showed how the Titans solved Lamar Jackson and Ravens. And the Titans defense did not expose Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson as a fraud in Sunday's MVP. Sunday was far from a disaster, as he had dazzling moments as a runner and passer. But with aggressive, I think he threw for like 300 yards, I think. I think he threw for 300 yards. I think he ran for about 600 or 700. But anyhow, they lost. You know what I mean? I remember the great line, buddy Ralph Kiner, I read, and he told me, Doc Gooden was the best young pitcher you ever saw. And man, I told Doc, he said, what? He didn't know Ralph had said that. What a great human being, too, to like Doc Gooden. And he said, Kiner went into the late Branch Rickey's office as a member of the Pittsburgh Pirates and asked for a raise. And Mr. Rickey told him, yeah, I know you led the league in the home runs one more time. And yeah, you probably deserve it. He said, but you know, we finished in last place. And we could have finished in last place without you. Doc Stanley, sports at that Block Talk Radio and Preston Garvey Network. Packers beat the Seahawks. Titans beat the Ravens. Kansas City down 24-0, 51 unanswered points. They come back. They beat Houston Texans, and as the late great Kirk Clemens would say, for another great human being, what's that saying to you? Can you win this thing? And they did. Marvin Gaye has this to say before we go on our way. We'll close with our new closing, but in closing out, Marvin Gaye has this to say on our next to last show here from Brazil. And wow.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time.
When the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try
to save a world?
To save a world
that's destined to die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world,
when I look at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to live.
Such a bad way to live.
Who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when we can't stop living. Oh,
live. Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to go, you got to save the babies. Oh, you will save the babies. All of the children.
But who really cares? Who's willing to try? Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, to save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die.
If I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the store that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Family. Take it away, good Doc.
Weather like this reminds me of the summer. I heard this song in the summer, like 74, 75.
Oh, she's a
mother, who turns 91 next Tuesday, told me something I'll never forget. She said, all things in the world, the most special, the most profound, the most glorious thing in life for a man is a woman. Money, cars, houses, reputation, clothes, the adulation, nothing compared to the desire, wants, and obtaining of a wonderful woman. Her mother was one of the best, absolute best. We close with our new closing. I reckon my dad, boy.
I was walking down the street in a little old country town. I saw a rusty penny half buried in the ground. As I reached down to pick it up, I saw beneath the rust these words, just barely visible, in God we trust. I held it for a moment. Then suddenly I knew what God, in all his wisdom, would have me say and do. He used this worthless penny to make me understand that life is not worth living without the Master's hand.
Oh, in God we trust. In God we trust. We're lost just like this penny, unless in God we trust.
And then I heard a still small voice within me whisper, very clear, be still and know that I am God, and I'm always near. When all your dreams come tumbling down around you in the dust, remember this lost image, and place in me your trust.
Oh, in God we trust. In God we trust. We're lost just like this penny, unless in God we trust.
Minton record album my dad brought, and he was the first act that I ever opened for as a comic. Great man, took pictures of that album for me to dovetail what my mother said, James Brown confirmed.
A woman or a girl, You see, man made the car to take us over the road. Man made the train to carry the heavy load. Man made the electrolyte to take us out of the dark. Man made the boat for the water, like Noah made the ark. This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing, not a woman on earth. Man thinks about a little bit of baby girl and a baby boy. Man makes them happy, 'cause man makes them toys. And after man makes everything, everything he can, you know that man makes money to buy from other men. This is a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing, nothing, not one little thing without a woman or a girl. He's lost in the wilderness. He's loud and bitterness. He's loud.
No sin. Black Stanley, Sports in Depth Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. He's young. Two quarterbacks. Okay. Well, Jackson wouldn't still be the work, at least you know, you pay him. In life, there's no guarantee. Black players. Ali, Frazier Wilson, Joe Frazier, and the Olympic.
Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
This show has been broadcasted live from Les Brazil, the capital city. high school system. What? Just what? Yeah, what's in there? Lots of videos.